خبر يا عمر.
بسم الله بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. قال المؤلف رحمه الله في كتابه ثلاثة الأصول: والدليل الصيام قوله تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. ودليل الحج قوله تعالى: ولله
حسبك. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. ذكر الإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله هذه العبادات ليبين أنها عبادات لا يجوز صرفها إلا لله جل في علاه، وذكر هنا أهمها، ولا العبادات كثيرة، فذكر الإسلام والإيمان والإحسان، ومن الإسلام ذكر الصوم والصلاة لأنها لا تكون إلا لله سبحانه وتعالى، كما قال تعالى: قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين وحده لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. فالصيام مأمور به شرعا وهو ركن من أركان الإسلام، لا يجوز صرفه إلا لله. قال الله تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. واختص الصيام بمزايا ليست في غيره من العبادات، فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في صحيح البخاري: كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصيام فإنه لي وأنا ألي به. قيل لأن الصيام لم يعبد به إلا الله سبحانه وتعالى. نعم، ولكن رد هذا أنهم كانوا يصومون للكواكب، لكن قال فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به، أي أني قدرت مقادير ثواب العبادات فجعلت الحسنة بعشر أمثالها، وكل عبادة لها مقدار معين إلا الصيام، فإني أجزي عليه بغير حساب. كل عمل آدم له إلا الصيام فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في الحديث: يدع طعامه وشرابه وشهوته من أجلي، فالصوم لي وأنا أجزي به. ومن ترك الصوم فخلاف العلماء، وهي روايتان عن الإمام أحمد كما نقل الحافظ بن كثير، الأولى أنه يكفر بالله كفر أكبر إذا ترك صوم رمضان، والقول الثاني في المفسق، وهذا الأرجح. وأما الزكاة فكذلك لله، قال: وأقم الصلاة وآت الزكاة. فكذلك الصلاة والزكاة هما فريضتان لا يجوز لأحد أن يتعبد بهما لغير الله سبحانه وتعالى. نعم، اقرأ.
بسم الله. والدليل الحج قوله تعالى: ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين.
نعم، ولله على الناس حج البيت، إذا الحج يكون لله. الحج في اللغة كما قال الخليلي كثرة القصد لمعظم، وعليه فإنهم إذا ذهبوا للبدو مثلا مرة بعد مرة في كل سنة، يصح أن يقال على هذا من جهة اللغة أنهم حجوا إلى البدوي، واصطلاح قصد مكة والمشاعر لعمل مخصوص من شخص مخصوص في زمن مخصوص. نعم، هذا هو الحج، وهو على الصحيح يكفر الكبائر، لأنه قد جاء في صحيح مسلم إلى الله العور: ألم تعلم أن الهجرة تهدي ما قبلها، والإسلام يهدي ما قبله، والحج يهدي ما قبله. فهذا لا يكون إلا لله جل في علاه. نظرا لعارض رسول الله يشفي الواجع، نستهدفه المحاضرة لأن معي في المستشفي، وأسلم على جميع الإخوان، وأتمنى أن يشفيها الله سبحانه وتعالى. ونراكم على خير قريبا إن شاء الله.
طيب إن شاء الله يا شيخ، بارك الله فيكم، جزاكم الله خيرا، حفظكم
الله. حياكم الله، السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
حيا الله.
ماشي. الحمد لله.
بسم الله والحمد لله. A short lesson today because the Sheikh, he is with his mother in Riyadh, and his mother is not well, so he's been dealing with her in hospital. So I ask Allah that he cure her and give her a long life upon obedience to Allah. So the segment of the text that was read today, the text of the three principles by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, is of course something from prayer and zakah, was mentioned in the last lesson. And so the text that was read today was, and the proof for fasting is Allah saying, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. O you who believe, fasting is prescribed for you, just as it was prescribed for those before you, in order that you may acquire taqwa, that you may be God-fearing. Of course, taqwa is defined as doing that which Allah orders and staying away from that which Allah prohibits from. So then the Shaykh explained that Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, he is making mention of the many acts of worship here, to make clear that it is not permissible to direct worship to other than Allah, the Most High. And the Shaykh, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, has mentioned just some forms of worship, and has mentioned the most important of them, whilst the types of worship are many. And all worship should be for Allah, just as Allah says in the Quran, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي, say my prayer and my sacrifice and my life and my death are for Allah. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي for Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, he has no partner, and with this I have been commanded, and I am the first of the Muslims. So it's not permissible to direct any form of worship to other than Allah. It's all for Allah alone. And the Sheikh said that Siyam, or fasting, is one of those forms of worship. And it is something that is ordered by Allah. And it is also a pillar of Islam. And as such, it's not permissible to direct that form of worship to anyone else besides Allah. So the proof that fasting is a form of worship. Is the saying of Allah, Kutiba alaykum siyam, that fasting has been prescribed upon you. Kama kutiba alladhina min qablikum, just as it's been prescribed on those before you. La'allakum tattaqoon, so that you may have, or that you may attain piety. And Allah, or rather, sorry, yes, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam reported that Allah said in the Hadith Qudsi that that Allah has specified worship, specified fasting, sorry, as being for Him alone, where He said, every action of the son of Adam is for him, except for fasting, for indeed it is for me. And the Sheikh said that there is some difference of opinion as to what it meant to be meaning that this fasting is for, where Allah says it's for me in that hadith. So some said that the meaning of it is that no one else is worshipped with fasting. It's the one form of worship that is only done for Allah and is never done to for anybody else. But the Sheikh said that this is refuted by the fact that there were people who would fast for the planets or the stars. Specifically, the Sheikh said the stars, not the planets. So they would fast for the sake of the planets in the sky. So he said the other meaning, which is the correct meaning, is as is explained in the hadith, that Allah says that every act is rewarded up to is rewarded many times. And specifies amounts of rewards, of multiplication of reward, and then says, except for fasting, for indeed it's for me, and I will reward it. So the fasting is specified as an act of worship that will be rewarded without any limit, limitless reward. Allah didn't set a limit of it for example, 700 times, but said, it's for me, and I will reward it, meaning it's a limitless reward to be decided by Allah, which we do not know about. And also in the hadith, where the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about fasting, Messenger reported that Allah said about fasting, that my servant leaves off food and drink and his desires for me. And that is why Allah rewards it in a special way. And there is a difference of opinion about whether leaving, what is the ruling of the one that leaves off fasting, or leaves off the fasting of Ramadan. And there are two narrations from Imam Ahmad. Where Imam Ahmad said that it is a type of major disbelief. So the one who has left off fasting of Ramadan, he is a disbeliever. And there is another narration where Imam Ahmad said that it is fisq. It is not a major disbelief, but it is a major sin. And the Sheikh, Sheikh Mahir, he said that the correct opinion is that leaving of fasting is a major sin, and not that it is disbelief. And so then the Sheikh mentioned that the other two forms of worship, the prayer and the zakah, they are to be for Allah alone, and they are two obligations and pillars which are not permissible to direct to anyone other than Allah. Then the next part of the text of Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab's three principles is read. And that is where he says, the proof for Allah, the proof for Hajj is Allah saying, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. And that is in translation of the meaning, and the Hajj to the house, the Kaaba, is a duty that mankind owes to Allah for those who are able to do it. And whoever disbelieves, then indeed Allah is not in need of any of his creation. So the Sheikh said, Hajj, linguistically, is to make an intention, many intentions for someone or something that you glorify or magnify, you consider great. So he said, for that reason, the one who constantly visits and repeats visiting the grave of Badawi, an example of a grave that is visited and worshipped besides Allah, then this one, we would say that he's made Hajj for Badawi. As for in the linguistic, in the Islamic sciences, the Shar'i definition of Hajj, it is making a specific intention, a specific travel to a specific place in a specific time. The Sheikh said on the according to the correct opinion, and the Hajj does expiate for even the major sins, not just the minor sins, but the major sins. And that is because in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, it's mentioned alongside Islam and Hijrah, where the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Islam wipes out anything that came before it, and Hijrah wipes out anything that came before it, and Hajj wipes out anything that came before it. As we know, when someone accepts Islam, it's not just their minor sins which are wiped out, it is all their sins, major and minor. Likewise, Hajj being mentioned in that same context shows that Hajj wipes out even the major sins. And so that's where the Sheikh ended with today's lesson. Like we said, it's a little bit short, because of the Sheikh tending to his mother who is ill. And inshallah, we will continue next week, same time, same day. May Allah reward you for attending. We will post the recording of the lesson on the Telegram group as usual. You may share it with whoever you think will benefit from it. Inshallah, encourage them to also attend the live lesson and gain the many rewards that are found in attending the circles of remembrance of Allah. Barakallahu feekum. Walhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad.